Secretary of State Powell did meet earlier with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in Jerusalem in an effort to stop the violence in the Middle East.
This is the time for all parties in the region who have a commitment to peace, who truly believe in peace and want to see the end of violence. All parties in the region must play a role.
The meeting with Mr. Sharon ended before the bombing at the Jerusalem marketplace. Secretary Powell is scheduled to see Mr. Arafat tomorrow in his bullet-riddled compound in Ramallah on the West Bank. NPR's Mike Schuster, also in Jerusalem, joins us now. Mike, what effect do you think this bombing is going to have on Mr. Powell's mission?
Well, Alex, I think that the bombing was meant to undermine the Powell mediation mission between Israel and the Palestinians. Certainly, I mean, the timing of it can't be read in any other way. It's not surprising, I think, that the Palestinians would have wanted to set off a suicide bomb or some kind of an attack in response to the Israeli offensive on the West Bank, and particularly the devastation in Jenin and Nablus. But this came, as you said, just a couple hours after Powell met with Sharon, and it certainly is meant to hurt his mission. It's not clear how it will affect it. I'm sure that both the White House and Powell will not want to change their schedule. They will want to go see Arafat. It might even make Powell want to see Arafat more. But the Israeli government figures have also already come out and said that this just shows that Powell should not meet with Arafat tomorrow.
When the secretary does speak to Mr. Sharon and to Chairman Arafat as well, what is it that he wants from each side?
Well, he first wants the Israeli army to begin a serious withdrawal from Palestinian territories on the West Bank. That's what President Bush has been calling for. For a couple of weeks now. And in fact, when Secretary Powell met with Prime Minister Sharon and they came out and answered a few questions from reporters, the issue of a timetable for the withdrawal of Israeli troops was uppermost on Secretary Powell's mind. And he was asked, did Prime Minister Sharon respond to that in any way? And Powell said, yes, we talked about this, but so far no concrete specific timetable has emerged that Sharon will agree to. As for the Palestinian side, Powell wants Yasser Arafat to make a public commitment to end the suicide bombings and attacks on Israeli troops and civilians. And so that particular issue is very strongly underlined by the fact that the bombing occurred today and that Secretary Powell was here in Jerusalem when it occurred.
Well, in the bargaining that's going to go on, what will they want back from Secretary Powell?
Well, before this bombing occurred, certainly you could say that Prime Minister Sharon wanted Powell to convince Arafat to establish a ceasefire and commit himself to a security plan that will prevent future suicide bombings and other attacks. There have been a lot of versions of this security plan. Anthony Zinni, the special U.S. Middle East envoy, has been carrying one. That's a modification of an earlier one developed by CIA Director George Tenet. At this point, Sharon is likely to say to Powell, we can't trust Arafat. See, the bombs went off just when you were here. There's no point to continue to consider Arafat a partner in this peace process. So the bombing really does undermine directly what the Israeli government might have vaguely hoped that Powell could achieve with Arafat. As for Arafat, Arafat's maximum was to convince Powell that the Israelis should withdraw before a ceasefire is called. That's not likely. That was never likely. Short of that, Arafat wants Powell to support the opening of political negotiations on the wider issues that are fueling the conflict, the issue of a Palestinian state and stopping the expansion of Israeli settlements on the West Bank. Again, the bombing today will make Sharon more resistant to listening to those arguments.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Jerusalem.